Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
So remember, Cardi B was in jail for like 5 minutes. Well, she's speaking out after surrendering to police. Jasmine Brand is reporting. She took to social media saying she is blessed and gifted. Thank you for the support. Well, I guess that's also in response to her making Billboard Hot 100. Also, after she turned herself in to Queens Police Station, she was charged with an assault in connection with a brawl at a New York strip club. She did meet with her lawyers. The lawyer made a statement. We are aware of no evidence that she's caused anybody any harm from that night. So she may be walking away from that, but she did speak out, just telling her haters she's still strong, blah, blah, blah. You know, just use it in your Cardi voice. And that's what she said. The alleged victims, Rachel and Sarah, 21 and 23, both sisters, work at the strip club, accused her throwing chairs, bottles, and more, slightly injuring the bartender and another employee. All this because Cardi thinks that they were messing with Offset. If the truth comes out that Offset was smashing both of them, somebody owe me $20. Anyway, Kenan Thompson, SNL veteran, was on Seth Meyers last night, and he spilled the tea about Kanye West's post-SNL premiere rant. He says, apparently, Kanye West held the cast hostage. At least he feels like Kanye West made the cast members feel like hostages with his political statements. He said he was not on stage, pretty much had very little presence in the premiere. He was quoted as saying, I don't know if there's a moment necessarily to hold people hostage like that, but hey, you know, I felt bad for those guys because it's hard to stand there and not be able to debate somebody who's going so far against your personal opinion. He says, I tell you this, he needs to stay in the house. Honestly, I feel bad for Kim and the kids. He does not appear to be all there. I know controversy sells, but this is a little too controversial. And this is what he said, according to Wendy Williams. So I think he's right. Somebody also owes me $20. TMZ is reporting there's some situations going on between Lil Wayne Birdman and this whole bus shooter incident. Now, the alleged shooter is in jail, but sources close to Birdman says the phone call that was made to the shooter in jail was in no way referring to the bus shooting. So it's like really confusing right now. Birdman doesn't believe Jimmy Winfrey, is the shooter. Here's the story. Winfrey's conviction was overturned in July due to biased conduct by the judge in his case. According to TMZ, he's still in custody awaiting a new trial. A man convicted of the shooting up of Lil Wayne's tour bus, took a jailhouse phone call from Birdman, and it sounds like Birdman was congratulating him on a job well done. This is all rumors. The phone call was made while Jimmy Winfrey was incarcerated in Cobb County, Georgia. Winfrey would eventually be convicted and sentenced to 20 years in prison for shooting Weezy's bus back in 2015. Birdman is recorded saying, time for you to come out here and get your money. You did everything you could do, boss. The audio is shocking for several reasons, according to the website. There is a separate civil lawsuit filed by the tour bus driver, Alvin Lewis, against Birdman and Young Thug. And in those documents obtained by TMZ, Lewis, the bus driver, says Birdman had promised Winfrey $250,000 and a Porsche. Now, the intimidation is the cash in the car with payment for that shooting. Cobb County District Attorney is considering filing charges against Thug and Birdman for the shooting. I told you it was messy. Nicki Minaj says her clock is ticking. She's ready to have kids. Not sure what inspired her, but at the tender age of 35, it does make sense. Miss Onika Mirage is ready to have some offspring. In a recent interview, she did reveal this, that she is ready to have a family. She says, I've got to get married first, then I'll have a child. Usually in 2018, it doesn't quite happen, but being that it's on her radar, that's good. She says, I might be closer than people actually think. Now, over the past few months, Nicki Minaj has hinted to having a new relationship. Some speculate it's with Lewis Hamilton. They were spotted together during New York Fashion Week and together in Dubai. I don't really care. It's whatever. Maybe that'll soften her up a little bit, but I can't see her being a mother to a human. Maybe to like a puppy. That's sad, right?